State Sports Network. From Learfield, this is the Coors Light Basketball Coaches Show, presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Also brought to you by Bank of Colorado. There's only one. By UC Health. And by First Bank. Now, live from Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon, here is your host, Brian Roth.
All right, a different night, but the same show as we welcome you to Lucky Joe's, we're at the Sidewalk Saloon here in Old Town Fort Collins, another edition of the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. Really impressed by how many people remembered the night change, not on Monday, but to Thursday. A couple people out there, but great crowd tonight. Great to have everybody here with us as we talk Colorado State women's and men's basketball here for the next hour. Brian Roth, your host, and help me welcome the all-time winningest head coach in Colorado State women's basketball history tonight, Mr. Ryan Williams. Congratulations, sir. You're blushing.
Yeah, what?
No reason to blush when you've had the success that you have. Hey, congratulations. You won your 130th game at Colorado State some 8 days ago up at Wyoming. What a better place to do it than up at the AA in Laramie. And since then, you've added a couple of more wins to that total. And Ryan, your kids are playing good basketball. You guys have won 5 straight, 9-4 now in the conference play, and you're right back in the thick of things for a conference title.
We are. And the kids are just... Really, the last 3-4 weeks have really played good basketball, and we've got a lot of different kids contributing, and that's kind of neat to see. You know, our bench has been really strong here as of late, and the kids are having fun playing. They're having fun coming to practice right now. There's an urgency to everything that they're doing, and they know that. Well, I think we're maybe still on the outside looking in a little bit as far as this race goes, but with a little help and we keep moving this thing in the right direction, you never know what can happen. But it's nice to be kind of just playing good basketball this time of the year.
Yeah, you talked about the league leaders, and right now UNLV is sitting at 9-2. You guys are 9-4. You've played 2 more games than they have.
Yeah.
So there's still an opportunity for them to lose a couple. But problem with that is... The way that the unbalanced scheduling works, you guys got your one crack at UNLV, and it was there, and you didn't get the job done. You won't get them again in the
exactly.
regular season.
And that's sometimes with the unbalanced schedule, it's a little unlucky, you know. And UNLV, their schedule is they only get Wyoming once, and they get us once, and so really two really good teams.
Wow.
They only have to play one time, and so. They're probably in the driver's seat, it surely looks like, and deservingly so. They've won some close games and have a really good basketball team, but it would be fun to get a shot at them here in Moby, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. The next meeting, if you guys do have a next meeting with UNLV, would be in the Mountain West Conference tournament here in about a month. But again, the Rams sitting at 17-7 of the season, 9-4 now in conference play. Again, you've won 5 straight. Also got a victory last Saturday against Nevada, 65-59. And then last night, you completed the season sweep of the Air Force Falcons with a 61-50 win. And let's go back to the Wyoming game. I know it was 8 days ago, and I know that's probably...
We haven't had a show since the Wyoming game?
We have not.
Let's talk about the Wyoming
game. That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, anytime you're going to beat the Pokes, we're going to talk about it, and we're going to do that right now. Again, we've already gotten all the pomp and circumstance out of the way that you are now in the record books at Colorado State. But, boy, to go up there and get a win and a little revenge for your ball club, they beat you guys here. You go up, big fourth quarter propels you to the 11-point win.
Yeah, it was another really close basketball game, almost identical to what happened in Moby. We scored the ball a little more consistently. We guarded really well again, but just had a really good fourth quarter. We had some kids step up and play really well. Jordan Edwards had a really big game. Laura DeVos had a really good game. You know, Hannah Taverdi made a couple big shots late and had another really strong game. So it was fun for those kids kind of in that environment to play well in that fourth quarter and get a really big win against you know how much we respect Wyoming and Joe Ligursky and that staff. So to get that W and yeah, a little revenge, the border war, well-deserved by our ladies.
Yeah, and how good was Hannah DeVerde in that game? Your senior goes for 25 points in that contest, and she's been a key kid for you all season long. Obviously, she's been a key scorer for you all season long, but it just seems like with the end of that career looming, she's put it to another level.
Yeah, T's really had a good stretch here, starting back probably at that New Mexico game. And so, yeah, she's doing what seniors do, really good seniors do. She's finishing this thing off the right way. And it's just, she's having fun playing. She's aggressive right now. You see that. And, again, we've said this a number of times about Hannah DeVerde. Nobody works harder than that young lady. She puts the time in shooting. I had to kick her out of the gym the night before we played Air Force. When was that? So Tuesday night after practice.
Yeah, two nights ago.
We're trying to shorten our practices up a little bit, get the kids off their legs. She can get in, get an ice bath, that sort of thing. But she's just out there putting up shots. And I said, T, enough's enough. Get out of here. Go home. I need you off your legs, And that's just the type of young lady she is. And so you want those types of kids to have success. And when you're really good players, you're hardest workers. She's also a really good example to those young players on our roster. So really proud of Hannah.
Yeah, again, the Rams get that 64-53 win over Wyoming. That was 8 days ago on Wednesday the 31st. And you guys had already had the ball rolling a little bit, but, boy, now it's really rolling. But you have to go on the road on Saturday at Nevada, taking on a Nevada team. You knew that would be a grinded-out, tough basketball game. And, Ryan, you guys were able to make enough buckets to come away with the 65-59 win last Saturday.
Yeah, Nevada's a really difficult team to play. And you'll see when they come to Moby, they play with maybe the most physicality in the league. They want to make this a alley fight, and that's kind of what it was. I mean, we lost a player in the first 3 minutes because of just a lot of physical contact, and which was unfortunate. But tough place to play in the Lawler Center. They have a nice crowd. It was just a really good team defensive effort. And obviously, as a coach, you're concerned. Stina didn't suit up that game. We were nursing a hamstring injury, and Stina's been playing really well as of late. And then when Veronica goes down, you're thinking, okay, we're 3 minutes into this game. We're down two starters. How's this thing really going to work out? But our kids, again, our bench, outstanding. And that was a good win. I think we held their leading score to 0 points. And it took a collective effort, but we did a tremendous job on their post play. Rebounded the ball extremely well, played with a great toughness, and that was a fun victory.
Yeah, you guys have won now 12 straight against Nevada. I don't know what it is, but of course you guys have numbers like that, maybe not 12 straight, but numbers like that against a lot of these Mountain West Conference schools with the role that you guys have been on, but you've had Nevada's number, though.
Yeah, and we have. This new coach is... Coach Levin's, Amanda Levin, she's a really good coach. She's got them playing at a whole different level. And so we knew that was going to be a difficult win. What was it, 2 years ago we had to win there down 13 with like 2 minutes and 13 seconds to go, I think it was. And that was the most amazing comeback I've ever been a part of. And so it's not always an easy place to win, but... hopefully we can continue beating Nevada, but I think it's only going to get tougher and tougher with Coach Levin's there.
Yeah, you had mentioned the play of your bench. Go back and look at the Wyoming game, 30 points off your bench. He played well against Nevada. They had 28 points that you had coming off the bench in the game last night against Air Force. I mean, how key is that? I mean, you know you're going to have your key players out there, but then you're getting contributions like that off the bench. Big reason why you've won five straight, I imagine.
Yeah, it's really elevated our team. And it's why we've started scoring the ball consistently. We've talked on this radio show, a few shows back how we've kind of struggled scoring the ball. Well, lately we've been scoring it well, and then it's because of our bench play. Annie Brady's been a little more consistent and has had some really nice games. Laura DeVos is the young lady that's kind of back. had her at the start, and then she kind of went through a tough stretch. And, you know, and really evaluating that, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day about Laura, because everybody sees how talented Laura DeVos is. But she's still a freshman. But Laura hasn't had a break. You know, she played her whole season last year basically professionally, and then all summer long she played with her national team and battled through the European, you know, U18s, U20s, and then came to Colorado State. This kid has not had a break from basketball in almost 2 years. And that's, you know, probably a little concerning. And so you can see she is – you can see some fatigue. And I think she probably got a second win. And she's been so crucial off the bench, driving the basketball and scoring. You know, she's a good finisher at the rim and versatile defensively. So that's been key. And then Jordan Edwards has been key off the bench, but we've just recently inserted her in the starting lineup. So we've just got a lot of kids playing good basketball right now. And as a coach, that's kind of, you know, 4 weeks ago, we didn't know who to trust. You know, we didn't know who was going to show up, what's going to happen. Now you have a really good idea. You've got a really good feel and a trust for really a lot of people on that bench that we put you in that game, positive things are going to happen. And that's a good feeling to have as a basketball coach.
Yeah, you mentioned Jordan Edwards making just her second start, I think, of the season last night against Air Force. So what did you see to go that direction and make that change?
Well, I think the change probably started – we thought about it maybe the first time we played Wyoming. You know, she had 14 points in that game, and she's just an energy type of player, a good aggressive driver. And then she just kept backing it up in practice. And, you know, we brought her off the bench when we played Wyoming just a few games ago, and she was outstanding defensively on their point guard, just outstanding. Got a couple shots to go, got to the rim a few times, and we've kind of changed the way we played here as of late, if you've noticed. We're really spreading the floor, attacking and driving the ball, and that really fits JoJo. And she's making really good decisions at the end of plays, and it's just we feel we've got to have her on the floor. And it's just consistent and constant energy and disruption that she is bringing to our lineup. And so we say, well, let's might as well start it. And she got the start at Nevada and backed it up, you know, validated it, and got the start against Air Force and had another really solid game. So she's taken advantage of the opportunity that she's, you know, I wouldn't say been given, but that she's earned. She's earned the opportunity to get more minutes and to get in that lineup, and she's surely making the most of it right now.
You know, she was one of those players, and speaking for myself, that I was excited to see come back this year. Obviously was very good before she got hurt last season. And again, this year may have not have gone the way she wanted, but it looks like she's starting to come on. And we talked about the start of the year, Laura DeVos, and said, hey, she could be one of the best players to come through when all is said and done. Now, it's a long time down the road, and there's a lot of things can happen. But both of them have had to struggle through a little adversity this year, haven't they? But here they are when you need all hands on deck. You have two highly talented players playing well for you.
Yeah, we do. And our freshmen have just been tremendous as of late. You know, at Wyoming, they scored almost half our points, you know, between Laura and JoJo. And I don't know, I must be missing a freshman in there. You know, Gracie's been a really solid freshman for us. And so, yeah, those kids have been playing well. And Jordan, too, is somebody that was a really nasty injury that she had. That's a major league surgery when you have a 9-inch titanium rod stuck in your, you know, in your leg.
Is that what it was?
Exactly.
Really?
It goes almost from her ankle all the way. Am I breaking laws here by talking about this? I don't know. Is this HIPAA? I mean, hippo, what's it called? Hippopotamus law? Something like that. All right. But anyway, it's a major league injury, major league surgery. So it just takes kids a long time to just probably learn to trust it. And now you see her just playing with a recklessness and a, you know, she's a fearless competitor right now. And so she needs to keep it going because she's also a next level athlete. She's just something that she can be disruptive. She's quick. She's athletic. She's long. She can create her own shot a little bit. So that's what we need.
Yeah, again, Jordan Edwards, 10 points last night against Air Force, making just her second start of the season. And you beat Air Force 61-50. And listen, you guys struggled with Air Force down at the Academy, a 40-39 game. You guys are a different ball club coming back here the second time around. But we knew Air Force was going to get a win. They were going to. They did a couple weeks ago. And then coming into the game last night, they were coming off a victory at home against San Diego State.
Yeah, they'd won two out of their last four. And you could tell playing with a much greater confidence. And they've had – nobody's blown this team out. They've only – really, there's only been a couple of teams that have blown out Air Force. I mean, the number two team in the country, all right, Louisville,
right,
beat them by 12. So it's not like you're going to blow them out. They guard too well, and it's for 40 minutes. And I said after the game last night, I mean, I think they just wake up feisty. They're just a feisty, feisty bunch. And, you know, we had a couple of different leads in that game, up 18 at one time, I think up 16 at one point. And it's you just some teams you're just going to maybe grow that lead. Against Air Force, they don't let you do it. And so we knew it was going to be a battle. It's hard to score on them consistently for 40 minutes. So we were just happy with that victory. And against an Air Force team that is getting more difficult to beat. They got two good freshmen in Conroe and Emil. And we did a great job defending those two kids. So quality, quality win. And I know everybody looks at, you know, Air Force. You know, they're bottom feeder. I saw that in an article. You know, I mean, their record,
right.
We tell her, don't pay attention to records, ladies. We do not let our kids do that. Let's just watch the film. Let's watch how hard it was for us to score on them in the springs.
Right.
So I it's what I really respect about our kids is they really respect every opponent and know that we are vulnerable as well. You want to show up and not concentrate and think you can roll the ball out and go beat somebody, it ain't happening for our crew. And
right.
They know that.
Right.
They know that.
Well, you guys did what you needed to do to get the job done. Again, last night, 61-50, the final score, Rams over the Falcons. By the way, 19th consecutive regular season win over the Falcons for Colorado State. So, again, the Rams have won five straight. They're 17-7 on the season, 9-4 in conference play, and a date with San Jose State coming up on Saturday. We'll take a timeout. More to come here from Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon. We're in Old Town, Fort Collins tonight. The Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show from Learfield. All right, welcome back here to Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon. We're in Old Town Square tonight. A rare Thursday night show here this evening. We'll be back on the air coming up on Monday night right here at Lucky Joe's. So make sure to get right back out here for the folks that are here. If you have not come by yet, still a few shows left. Great food and drink specials. And, of course, hey, it's Lucky Joe's. What are you going to do?
Did
this
you
is the
see
best spot in Fort Collins.
Thursday night, was it the Italian meatloaf?
The Irish meatloaf.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I know. I'm an idiot. Yeah, the Irish meatloaf. That
who,
looks
who
so
would say Italian?
Good. I know. Yeah. I got to laugh out of everybody. Look at you guys.
Now, the Irish meatloaf, though, is the special on Thursday nights. And have it on good authority. It is terrific. So, again, Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon. We're in Old Town Fort Collins talking some women's basketball with Ryan Williams. The women have won five consecutive games. They're 17-7 on the year. And, hey, don't look now. They're right back in the hunt for a Mountain West Conference championship sitting at 9-4. All right, back on the road coming up on Saturday at San Jose State, a team that's 6-16, 3-8 in conference play, and a ball club you've already beaten once this year by 15. How do you get your girls to focus down once again?
Well, yeah, I think our kids understand that, you know, that 15-point victory, that was a really close basketball game. We were up two at halftime, 28-26. It was a five-point game after three quarters. Midway through that fourth quarter, it was a six-point game. So they're a hard team for us to play. They're really athletic. They're really quick with the dribble drive. And, you know, you've called some games in San Jose. That's just a tough, weird place to go play.
It is.
And it just – you walk into that gym and it just feels like you're going to get ambushed. You're just looking around like, what is going to happen tonight? It's just got that feel to it. you know, they've had some big wins there, and they're beat New Mexico on their home floor. So we'll be ready. We're going to have to do a good job of keeping the ball in front, attack the basket. If we can do that without fouling a lot, and we can get enough shots at the basket, hopefully we can put ourselves in a position to get another good road win.
Yeah, you guys dominated on the glass in that first meeting between the two teams, 45-35, and a big second half propelling you guys to the victory. Again, 3 p.m. Mountain tip-off on the road for that contest. Matt Wozniak will have all the call on the Colorado State Sports Network. All right, so what do you make of the Mountain West Conference right now? And this thing's jumbled. I mean, you have UNLV up there at 9-2. Of course, Wyoming is at 8-3, a game ahead of you, essentially. Again, you guys haven't had a bye yet here, where most teams had some of that, too. Then there's you guys. You have Fresno State and Boise right there with you guys with four losses. I mean, this thing could be a giant mess in the next couple of weeks.
It really could. I mean, it's got some really good parity this year. And a lot of teams that probably think that they can still win this thing, you know, and a lot of teams that think they can go into Vegas and give this thing a run. So it's just going to be interesting down the stretch. And that's what a good conference race should look like. And you want a lot of teams in that hunt. I say that now that we're not at the top by three games, but I mean, we want to get back in the hunt, but it's a good league this year. I'm impressed with the talent level. You know, some of the teams that maybe were at the bottom the last couple of years are getting a little better. You know, Nevada's one of those teams. And so I think, though, to me, the team with the most talent that could show up in Vegas, and if they really wanted to rock and roll for 3 days straight, is New Mexico.
Right.
There's just, I mean, they have the talent to, if they want to win by 20 every night, they probably could. You know, if defensively they really want to guard you, and they just score it so well at every position. And you've seen those teams roll into Vegas, and if they want to get hot, they're going to be hard to handle. So, but it's weird. They're sitting at five losses or whatever.
Six losses. I was about to say, they're not in that top five we just mentioned.
Which is, it's just a wacky year maybe, but all we can do is try to keep getting better and you know, put ourselves in a position to maybe make a run at this thing the last couple of weeks and heading into Vegas.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation you guys are in, because the last 4 years, right, I mean, you guys have been the top dog. A lot of times you've, at this point of the season, been at three-game, four-game
right.
lead at this point. Now you're in the midst of a race. You're coming from behind. The target, certainly the reputation for you guys, you still have a bit of a target on your back because you are the four-time defending Mountain West Conference champs. But you guys are in a different spot here this year that you haven't been in the last 4 years.
Yeah, and it's – which is okay, which is maybe – we probably expected that, to be honest with you. So it's nice to kind of go, you know, not be the hunted, but to have that urgency and let's go fight for this thing. And you can kind of see that in our kids. They're not playing with a pressure on their shoulders, and which we've had to fight that the last 3 or 4 years. You know, when you've got a couple
right.
game lead, or you're expected, you're picked to win the league. That's just, you only got one place to go, and that's down. You know, from those picks. So it's just kind of refreshing a little bit to go into every game with that type of mentality and hopefully we can make the most of this.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask you this again, I know, in 3 weeks, and I'm getting ahead of myself asking it right now, but you guys, and I'm guessing, have had that extra bit of pressure on you going into the Mountain West Tournament. You know you've won the conference in the regular season. You believe you're a good enough team to be an NCAA team, but you know you have to win that conference championship, and the onus is on the number one seed and the team that, in your case, has been nationally ranked at points of the season. Do you go into that conference tournament maybe with a little less pressure than you've been used to?
I think so. No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, that's when you're the one seed and you're supposed to win that tournament, and it's your only shot, really, into the NCAA tournament, that's pressure. That's a lot of pressure, and we've felt it. There's no question about it. And that's a hard tournament to win. You know, funny story. We're sitting in the locker room. It was 2 years ago when we won the darn thing, and they have nice TVs in the coaches' locker rooms in that arena, and we're watching ESPN, and it's kind of the conference tournament championship wing and or week, and I've got some positive assistants and some not so positive assistants,
and balances everything out, right?
The older one, he just is shouting at the TV, and I'm like, "What's going on?" And he said, "It's 8 of 10. 8 of 10." I go, "What? What is 8 of 10? He goes, 8 of the 10 one seeds have gotten knocked out of their tournament so far. And he says, "We're not winning tonight. We're not winning tonight." So, you know, that's how I go into games. But it is a difficult thing to win. And it's going to be nice to go in. You know, who knows where we're going to end up. But it's going to be anybody's tournament. And Vegas is going to be fun this year. So everybody get your tickets and, you know, spend $1,000 a night on those hotel rooms and have some fun in Vegas.
No, they're cheaper this year because the construction conference is
not in Vegas
this season. It'll be back in a couple of years. But, again, at the end of the day, you want to be that top five, though, because you get that first round bye.
And that's – yeah, exactly. We're fighting for – you know, we obviously pay a little bit of attention to that. And to win four games is tougher than winning three. So we want to surely be in that spot to where we got to win three games in 4 days.
All right, Ryan, appreciate the time tonight. Keep it rolling out there in Northern California.
Yeah, Ram fans, you've been very helpful in our run here. So.
All right, that'll do it for Ryan Williams. And again, they're at San Jose State on Saturday. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll be joined by Associate Men's Head Coach Steve Barnes. That's next here on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield. All right, the midway point here of the program tonight. Welcome back. Coors Light, Colorado State Coaches Show. Here from Lucky Joe Sidewalk Saloon, we are in Old Town Fort Collins tonight. Show tonight brought to you by Go RVing. They're a proud partner of Coaches vs. Cancer and the 3-Point Challenge. Visit 3pointchallenge.org today to make your pledge for every 3-pointer your school makes during this year's Coaches vs. Cancer 3-Point Challenge. All right, Brian Roth, and back with Associate Men's Head Basketball Coach Steve Barnes, now serving as the interim head coach. Steve, good to see you. And listen, you guys are in a little bit of a tough stretch here, but Saturday, another opportunity to get back on the winning track. But boy, your ball club, I think, continues to come out and play hard. Let's go back and look at the game on Saturday, league-leading Nevada. And obviously, you were on the bench. Coach Eustace was not there. And taking on the best team of the Mountain West Conference, and your ball club went toe-to-toe with them.
Yeah, I was really, really happy with that. Very impressed with these guys, and you're going to hear me say impressed and proud of a lot tonight, and a lot from here on out, anytime. So, they did. They prepped quickly. They got out there. They just went toe to toe. We'll talk about that again. That little gap mm-hmm. that we're talking about, and that changes it. But they just such a heck of a job out there. And really, you know, if you just watch the game on film and don't have that score clock, you know, sitting in front of you, you just say, well, who won that game? You know, it was that close.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, Nevada comes in. They do pull out the victory, 76-67. That's a 2-point game with 2.5 minutes to go. And we talked about it in the postgame show. You have to give Nevada credit because they hit shots down the stretch. And it really wasn't Nevada hitting shots. It was Caleb Martin hitting shots.
Yes.
Could be the conference player of the year. Obviously, Chandler Hutchinson's in that mix from Boise State. But that's a veteran player stepping up, hitting big shot after big shot down the stretch when you guys are trying to hang right there.
No question. We've sent in an early vote for both of those guys.
Right.
So
it's a two-man race at this point.
We're going to play ahead of time, so we figured we'd cover the spread on that one and get both. No, it's they're just very good, and he's very good, and he's going to play and make a lot of money at the next level. And when you're that big and play the one, and you can knock shots down like that, you're gonna do well.
Right.
You know, I tell you what kind of got me too is the old line, the handshake line. And a lot of times you don't get much or whatever. And he grabbed me and looked me in the eye and said, "Coach, you know, great game, and just a little more than normal, like a handshake, and you just go through and great game." And I told him, I enjoy watching you play.
Right.
And he goes, "I really appreciate that, Coach."
Yeah.
And so that doesn't happen very often. And so I don't know him. but he seemed to just really have a good way about himself.
Yeah, you know, I like the demeanor of both those twins, Caleb and Cody Martin. Oh, again, transfers from North Carolina State. They came in, and they're smart players, too.
Yeah.
They don't do a lot of the extracurricular stuff. They don't hit a three and then tap their head with three fingers down the court. Any of that.
No, I just very impressed with him. And his brother just kind of, you know, they say we put on the scouting report, not a volume shooter and this and that, but he still goes and gets 12. He just does his job, whatever it takes to win. And they got several guys like that.
Yep. They're really, really good. And again, it's a Nevada team that came in here, and the Rams gave them all they wanted. How about Prentice Nixon in that game? And we talked about it after Air Force again. He was out for four games. Coming back on Saturday, he really wanted to play. Clearly not 100%, but his desire to play was high, wasn't it?
Yeah, sir. I mean, one of those, there's no way you can say no. You just can't say no. And then, you know, he looks on his face as a little bit like he's not happy with how he's doing. Well, he wants to do so well and never miss a shot and those things. You also understand why. He's just not 100%. And I actually saw some from Air Force drive by him that he never would have. I mean, he would be in front of him taking a charge. So he's fighting through it. So I see him being on that court a lot Saturday, a lot. I mean, we're just going to go with it. And talked to the trainer today, and Prentice is just saying, I'm good. I can play this. You know, and he can play hurt. And he does play hurt all the time. Knee, he's always got something. And he's going to play hurt. So Prentice is going to be out there a great deal.
Yeah, again, I think Prentice played 19 minutes against Nevada. Hit his first shot.
Yes.
Hit his first shot, knocked down a three, and then ended up 1 of 7, and then played 15 minutes on Tuesday night against Air Force. But we talked about leadership in the postgame show against Air Force, and where does that come from on the court? And it is Prentice Nixon. There's no question that's the guy. And when he's not fully healthy out there, given 100%. He gives 100%, but his 100% to 65%. It's hard to be a leader in that situation, isn't it?
Well, you know, I don't know. I think he felt that way a little bit because he's quiet about it. Normally he's more vocal and more, but maybe he feels that, but talked a little bit about it. I mean, he's just got to be himself and just say, you know, what he's, you know, just be himself. And so, but again, there's so much going through his mind, and there's so much going, you know, just so much going on. So that, you know, you just, it's hard to examine every situation. So I just know that he's going to be out there a lot more, and I just know there's a lot of confidence when he is out there.
Right. How about the status of J.D. Page, broken hand against San Diego State a couple of weeks ago? What's the timetable for his return, Steve?
X-ray today. Going to start doing skill stuff, soft cast type of thing, you know, where he can do. I'm not sure if with the skill stuff he's going to have that, but walking around. It's going to be softer than the one they made for him. And then he's going to, it's 10 days, if I got it right. That would put us right around the next X-ray and exam, Boise State game day type of stuff. And
that
it would probably be eligible to play that night, as if all... Is that about 10 days, if I'm guessing right?
Yeah.
So they're thinking about that. So, you know, let's get healthy by the end of the year. You know, get a lot of this stuff behind us with the winning and then losing, I mean, stuff, and just get right and then healthy, and then let's go in the conference tournament on a real positive note.
Yep, absolutely. All right, we'll take a timeout. More to come here tonight from Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon, where the Irish meatloaf is a favorite here tonight. All right, we'll take a timeout on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield. All right, a couple more segments left as we bring you back to Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon. We're at Old Town Square in Fort Collins. Sports Light, Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. It's brought to you tonight by UCL. With more clinical trials and advanced treatments than any other health system in the region, the game changers in medicine are at UCL. All right, so the Rams again played tough and well against Nevada last Saturday. The league leaders weren't able to get it done. And then, you know, you guys are going right back on the road on Tuesday night at Air Force. The Falcons would nip you in the end, 78-73. But you and I were just talking. And that's a tie game late in the first half and a little four-minute lull, 10-0 run at the end of the first half, down 10 at halftime. You guys were able to reel them back in near the end of the game. But we talked about some of those lulls. We saw it at the end of the UNLV game, at the end of the Wyoming game. Can you put your finger on that? Why there are those lulls at times with this team, and how do you combat that?
No, I can't put my finger on it. I would have fixed it by now. But But you have a better idea. I shouldn't say that. We have a better idea, and we're thinking about doing some stuff to help that. But came to my mind is this, okay, the Nevada game, although tough times, was at home and against the best team and easy to get up for, okay? So then you go there, and youth will think, okay, first one was a fluke. We're better. This will work out. So that we go down there, and we're not quite the same intensity. You know, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't Nevada. It was a Nevada feel.
Right.
So, talked a lot about that, being ready to play. I had a little sense that they weren't. I just sensed it. You can tell. And then so we come out, and we just kind of traded baskets. Remember that? We just back and forth, and nobody could stop anybody. It was too easy of shots. But they're making a bunch of tough threes, too, now. They got a lot of things working out for them. But we hung in there. Nico made some really good plays in the first time, things I hadn't seen him do, shot fake, drive to the rim, slam dunk. He looked like a small forward in some of those spots.
Yeah, he did.
So, anyway, so we kind of, I thought, okay, well, let's just keep weathering. Sometimes, coach, you think, get to the half. Let's get to the half and then go in and recharge. And so, okay, then that 4 minute comes, and then we don't score, and they do, and they hit some, and then I'm recapping.
Right.
But and then second half, we outplayed them. I mean, we out-hustled, we out-loose-balled them, we got after them. We just were a lot better. But the problem is when you stack it a little bit, it's hard, so we wind up just short.
Right.
Game's 5 minutes longer, probably maybe we got a chance. So we're just thinking that we get a little stagnant, we can't score, we're trying to figure this out. And so, just whatever it takes to give these guys hope and feel that they're going to, this is going to be a good experience and end up a good experience. Because really, if it just ends right, what we did, oh my gosh, but look what we did. And so we probably will put something in set what. Maybe something to get Prince, maybe something to get the ball to Dion and Nico. And, in those stretches, when we need to do something, now that's still got to go in. That's the next one, because I had that at San Jose. We'd do these great deals, and then it didn't go in. And I'm like, gosh, I'm terrible about coaching offense. But then I go, well, a layup is a layup.
Yes.
Yes. So we got to do that, and then we got to defend a little bit better. But I think when you answer, Coach Boyd would say, you have to be able to answer when they make, and you have to answer. And we did early. But we have to be able to it helps your defense is what I'm getting to. Then all of a sudden you're a little better defensively. Oh, my gosh, this didn't work. Here we go again. Oh, my God, here we go again. So, anyway, we're working on it, and we're putting some real thought into it. Not get complicated. It can't be brand new, just the whole new system type stuff.
Right.
But just something or two, one or two things to help us.
Yeah, and listen, every team has lulls throughout the course of a game. And I know sometimes when it's at the end of a game, as some of CSU's Bulls have been this year, it's a little more noticeable. All right, well, the Rams are going to try to get back on the winning track coming up on Saturday. Spartans of San Jose State will be in town, and love to see a lot of folks out of Moby Arena, 2 p.m. It'll be a matinee start on Saturday afternoon against the Spartans. We'll talk about, yep.
Can I say something? Yep. I just really appreciate the number of people that are here. I really appreciate you guys.
Great crowd tonight.
And I haven't talked to everyone, but I just really appreciate the eye contact and the thumbs up. I just thank you for coming tonight. It's really appreciated, especially for me sitting up here. And thank you very much for you guys. True Ram loyal fans. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We'll take a timeout back after this here on the Coors Light Coaches Show from Learfield.
First National Bank is proud to be the official bank of Colorado State University. With 24 Front Range locations, including 6 Fort Collins branches, First National Bank provides full-service banking and a superior customer experience. Find out how you can show your CSU pride by visiting a First National Bank branch today or on Facebook at First National Bank Colorado. First National Bank, official bank of Colorado State University, member FDIC.
Strolling down in Old Town Square, I found a place I can't compare to any place I ever knew. For a friendly folk in Irish do, song and dance and ice cold brew, every night at least till 2. Hope next time that I see you down at Lucky Joe's. Down at Lucky Joe's.
In the center of Old Town Square, in the heart of Ram Country, no matter where you're from, we're your neighborhood bar.
Just be sure to wear a smile down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
Waterpik is a proud sponsor of CSU's Student Athlete of the Week and was founded right here in Fort Collins in 1962. We're here with Waterpik's Don Fairbanks.
We feel strongly about supporting CSU and employ many CSU graduates. We recognize the pursuit of knowledge and innovative ideas as critical for success in today's business world. Waterpik was the inventor of the original Waterpik water flosser and the original shower massage. We are a leader in the market with new and innovative products.
The Learfield Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors Cup.
Welcome to the Fort Collins Marriott, located in the heart of Midtown, right next door to the new Foothills Renaissance Mall. A variety of restaurants, shopping, and activities, including the state-of-the-art digital XD movie theater, are all within walking distance of the Marriott Fort Collins. The Fort Collins Marriott offers discounted rates to all Rams fans. So the next time you're in town and need a place to stay, take advantage of the special Ram fan rate by visiting FortCollinsMarriott.com and enter discount code D34. Fort Collins Marriott is a proud sponsor of Colorado State University Athletics. Everyone in my family uses electricity differently, but when it comes to our Colorado Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, we all think about it the same way. The co-op is
power.
Sure, electricity turns the lights on, but power is the information I get from my co-op about efficiency, safety, technology, and I trust the co-op because
we are the co-op.
They're our neighbors.
Our friends.
Our home.
Visit TouchstoneEnergy.com and discover the power of your co-op today. Your source of power and information.
He's down and might be out for the season.
What if basketball players had warranties? It's not pretty when you see your star player go down. It could change the whole season. But what if players had warranties? Like the 2017 Nissan Titan with America's best limited truck warranty. They'd be up and running in no time. Take on today. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Colorado State Rams.
Call 1-888-858-8319 or see dealer for limited truck warranty details.
Cody and Mac here, spokesbears for the Honey Smoked Fish Company.
Come on in.
Let's say you're having one of those impromptu come over to my cave and watch some hoops get together. Hey, but the ferret forgot the food and the honey badger didn't give a hoot. This is when having a few fillets of honey smoked salmon in the icebox comes in handy. Just add crackers or pasta and swish, you got game.
Penalty, overuse of basketball terms.
Honey smoked salmon. For recipes, retail locations, and more, honeysmokedfish.com.
All right, back one final time here tonight, Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon in Fort Collins. We continue along on the Coors Light Basketball Coaches Show here in the Colorado State Sports Network. Brian Roth along with interim head coach Steve Barnes. Rams Basketball Show tonight brought to you by Bank of Colorado. They know that CSU is more than just a school, and the Rams are more than just our team. Colorado is more than just our state. It's our state of mind, Bank of Colorado. There is only one. All right, so the Rams are going to be back on the hardwood coming up on Saturday afternoon. They'll get the Spartans of San Jose State in town. That'll be a 2 p.m. tip-off, and the Rams won the first meeting between the Spartans and the Rams 59-52. Seems like a long time ago. You know, see, we're just talking in the break there. Each team in the Mountain West Conference gets two quote-unquote byes, where it's either a midweek game you get a bye or you get a bye on a Saturday. You guys haven't had a bye yet. You're going to get one next week, midweek next week. But you go back and look at the schedule. You guys have been playing multiple games every week dating back to mid-December.
Yeah, our last bye, I think, was that week in between the Bahamas and school starting.
Yeah, seriously.
That's what it feels like. I mean,
it's been nonstop. And you guys did a ton
nonstop.
Of traveling.
School
too.
And we're doing, and we were flying a lot early and a lot of commercial. And then remember the trip from Arkansas to Oregon. I mean, it's just kind of
typical 14-hour day in airports.
The old death march, you know. So
that was brutal.
Yeah, it was brutal, you know. And it has been. It's funny you're saying it. I guess I haven't really thought about it, to be honest, because you just go.
You go.
You know, prepare.
Yep, absolutely. So San Jose State, Steve, what do you now? First, this is going to be a hungry team coming in. It's a Spartan team that's still looking for their first win in conference play. What do you remember from the first game? I know they got a big lead on you early. You guys were able to pull them back in and pull ahead.
Well, they're one of the tallest teams in the country. I mean, they're really long, really tall. They really get the ball into the post. They try to get you to foul them. They play really hard. And you're right. They're really, really hungry. I'm sure they're looking at us, you know, as a chance to get one. And, you know, it's just, you know, just really a setup for them, to be honest. But I'm just hoping, since that's my old squad, that we can so just do like it was when I was there.
That's
and
right.
And maybe we can get lucky, you know. So,
yeah, you spent 3 years as a head coach.
Yeah, I'm kidding, you know, but
I'm
serious, you know. And so, I mean, it's, I mean, you know, I'm thinking, okay, well, just do it. Normally it's been going on, you know, so I mean, I don't want to say that the wrong way. I just think because I was there, I guess, but you know, they're going to be a formidable opponent. I can't believe I said that word without messing it up. Formidable
opponent.
Yes.
That's right.
And so, like I said, these Nevada game, Fresno game, I mean, Air Force game,
right.
We competed and we tried. And
yep.
That's what you got to ask. And then essentially it's going to turn.
Indeed. I think so, too. All right, Steve, thank you so much. Hang in there. Go get a victory coming up on Saturday.
I'm hanging. For good.
Interim head coach Steve Barnes, round of applause. Thanks to everybody joining us tonight. Thank you to Ryan Williams, Bob Greenfield, our engineer, Ryan Sanders back at Master Control. For everybody, Brian Roth saying so long from Lucky Joe's on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield.